He sat alone on the solitary bench overlooking the pond on the corner of his property. There was a hardcover book on his lap, his hand grasping a pen. The wealthy gardener scribbled a verse as an introduction to his finished manuscript. The moral is clear as I look back at these lessons now that I am of age, that the book of one's life is determined by the courage contained in each page. These lines would serve as an opening to a subject more complex than most people imagined. The truth is, he believed, there was never just one ingredient that led to his financial freedom. It was always a way of life. And this way of life was noble. The wealthy gardener recalled how, in the early days, his friends had judged him to be a workaholic without work-life balance. They had advised him to slow down, take it easy, enjoy more leisure, and live for the day. Why not be content with your life? Can't you be satisfied with normal conditions? Many things in life are more important than money, they had told him. Why work so hard? Many things are indeed more important than money, agreed the wealthy gardener. But overcoming the money problem allows us to focus on these important things. Without money and time, we yield little power over life. His friends meant well, of course, but they just didn't get him. He wasn't trying to be better than them, nor did he care to be a high-income earner with an affluent lifestyle. Many others had achieved that level of success. He was seeking a rarer outcome. He always knew what he wanted, and he was after the financial holy grail. As his material success burgeoned over the years, his good fortune became more visible. The same people who had judged him began calling him lucky. They again advised him to be content with his success and relax. "You can't take it with you," they would remind him. "What's the point of money if you can't enjoy it?" They never suspected his deepest motivation. It wasn't about piling up cash in the bank for the sake of hoarding money. It was about gaining the upper hand, not over others, but over his life's financial condition. It was about living with no economic concerns and, ultimately, experiencing his fullest life through financial freedom. When faced with a problem that money can solve, and we have the money to solve it, he had always said, then we face a trivial problem. But lacking this money, the smallest of life's problems can turn into the worst of life's problems. Later in the twilight years of his life, when his wealth multiplied into extraordinary sums, he allowed himself the luxury of travel to see and experience the world. As he voyaged, he saw how all people faced the same underlying economic challenges. It seemed that almost everyone thought about money, wanted it, but did not clearly choose to accumulate riches. In this way, he had been unlike others. His success was a testimony to disparate outcomes from different goals. Wealth grows from the seeds of desire. And in the end, his friends returned. Old men mellow with age, and those lifelong rivals became the most regular patrons of his outdoor winery. They dubbed him the wealthy gardener, due to his personal passion of backyard gardening. The silly nickname stuck, and he did not object to it. Instead, within a year, he renamed his vineyards the Wealthy Gardens. He enjoyed the name because it reminded him of a metaphor comparing life to a plot of land. Gardeners are not afraid of working hard to shape the landscape, but they are also aware of a mysterious unseen force that operates behind the scenes to make the plants grow.